ಸೇವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ.
बहुनी में गतितानि जन्मानि पवचाधुन तानि अहम वेद सर्वानि नत्तं भी हस्तच्छ परं.
ಈ ಭಗವಾನ್ ವಾಚ ಬಹುನಿ ಗತಿತಾನಿ ಜನ್ಮಾನಿ ತವ ಚರ್ಜುನ ತಾನಿ ಅಹಂ ವೇದ ಸರ್ವಾಣಿ ನ ತ್ವಂ ವೇತ ಪರಂತಪ. ಶ್ರೀ ಭಗವಾನುವಾಚ ಬಹುನಿ ಮೇ ವ್ಯತೀತಾನಿ ಜನ್ಮನಿ ತವ ಚಾರ್ಜುನ ತಾನ್ಯಾಂ ವೇರ ಸರ್ವಾಣಿ ನಾತ್ವಂ ವೇದ ಪರಂತಪ. ಶ್ರೀ ಭಗವಾನುವಾಚ ಬಹುನಿ ಮೇ ವ್ಯತೀತಾನಿ ಜನ್ಮನಿ ತವ ಚಾರ್ಜುನ ತಾನ್ಯಾಂ ವೇದ ಸರ್ವಾಣಿ ನಾತ್ವಂ ವೇದ ಪರಂತಪ. ಶ್ರೀ ಭಗವಾನುವಾಚ ಬಹುನಿ ಮೇ ವ್ಯತೀತಾನಿ ಜನ್ಮನಿ ತವ ಚಾರ್ಜುನ ತಾನ್ಯಾಂ ವೇದ ಸರ್ವಾಣಿ ನಾತ್ವಂ ವೇದ ಪರಂತಪ.
ಶ್ರೀ ಭಗವಾನ್ ವಾಚ.
ಕೃಷ್ಣಾದಿ ಜನ್ಮಾನಿ ತವ ಅಹಂ ವೇದ ಸರ್ವಾಣಿ ನ ಅಹಂ
yourself
jeta parantapa
also near the enemy.
Translation: the Blessed Lord said many, many verses which you and I have passed. I can remember all of them, you cannot.
Bhagavan vacha, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, says distinction between God and living in. The rascal philosopher, they think that they are equal to God, but God does not say that you are equal to me. What does he say? God says matta paradaranganya, there is nobody superior than me or equal to me. Therefore, his name is Asama Urdhva. Nobody is equal nor higher than him. Therefore, God is there. That is the meaning of God is there. If God has anyone equal to him or greater than him, then what kind of God is? Ask this rascal's God, the so-called God. Do you think if anyone is higher than you, Because nobody is higher than me. Then anyone can insult at me, anyone can arrest me. How you can say that nobody is higher than me? So, therefore particularly the word Bhagavan, nobody can be equal or greater than the Supreme Person. And these persons should be kept as absolute. Not really. He says, Arjuna, it depends between you and me that you forget, I do not forget. God knows past, future, and present, everything. Just like the sun is there in the sky, and this earthly planet is here. So the earthly planet is rotating, and the sun is there on the head of the earthly planet. So our the rotating means day and night. But the sun planet has no day and night. No past, present or future, is everything present. It is a common sense example. The sun planet is rotating when it is the sun is back side, it is night. And on the front side, it is day. So day and night for us, not for the sun. Similarly, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is compared with the sun. Krishna Purja Sama, Maya Andhaka. And our this darkness is a Maya. Because actually there is no darkness. The sun is always there. But on account of position of the earth, we are thinking this is night, this is day. In the material creation, the sun being the biggest of all planets, there is no such thing as Maya or night. So why Krishna we have Maya? But this Mayavadi says that when God comes, he also takes the material form. That is called Mayavadi. But God does not say. He says, Sambhavami Atmaman, by my own spiritual potency. Not by the force of material potency. We accept this body by force. Prakriti kirmanani gunai karmani sarve. Ahamkara vimurata. Iti mannate. Kartaham iti mannate. I am not karta. I am being forced by the material nature. And forced by material nature, why? Because I am associated with the modes of material. Karanam gunasanga asya sadasat janvajuni. I am forced to take birth as this human being, or as cat, as dog, as tree, as demigod, as tree, so many. 8,400,000 pieces of body. I am associating, that's why I am contaminating some disease. And I am forced to accept the effect of such contamination. Everyone knows this is medical science. Similarly, karanam gunasanga. We are associating with goodness, associating with passion, associating with ignorance. And according to the association, we are getting a body. Sadasat janmajunishu. Higher and lower grade of birth. That is not in my hand. It is in my hand because I am infecting a certain type of quality of the material nature. And nature is offering me the similar body. It is not nature's fault. If I am getting degraded body, degraded life, that is my fault. That is my fault. Therefore, when we have got senses or developed consciousness, which you associate with goodness and transcendental to goodness. Goodness is Brahminical qualification, and transcendental to goodness is Vaishnava, above the Brahmins. Brahmano, Pratishtha, Brahma, Guru, Brahma, Asuti, Natan, but Bhakti, Lavati, Para. After acquiring the qualification of a Brahmana, Satya, Samana, Pratishtha, one is raised to the platform of Vaishnava. Therefore, Vaishnava is already a Brahman. So, our fault is because we are living entities. Anoraniyam mahatomaiva. Krishna is greater than the greatest, and we are smaller than the smallest, because our identity, spiritual identity, is very, very small. 1/10,000 part of the upper portion, deep of the air. Desabra sadhavasya sadhavasya, very, very small. Therefore, we are prone to be fallen down. But Krishna, being the greater than the greatest, he is not prone to be, therefore his name is Achyuta, who never falls. His another name is Achyuta. There is a quotation from Brahma Sanyam. Adyaitamachyutam manadi ananta rupam adyam purana purusham namajauvanancha vede sujullavam adullavam atavakkau govindam adipurusham tamam ajami. Krishna's another name, Govinda's another name, is Achyuta. Achyuta means who never falls. Falls not. He never becomes conditioned by Maya. He is always above. And because he is above Maya, therefore he says that Bahuni me Janmani, Bhajitani, Tavacharita, Rani Aham Veda, Natanga Veda Kapara. That is the difference. That is the difference. Because he does not change his form. You can understand very easily. We forget because we change our body. Our yesterday's body and today's body is not the same. Then how we are getting old? If my yesterday's body is the same as today's body, then how I can be called getting old? So you are changing body every moment. That is scientific, medical science. So because we are changing body, therefore we forget. And Krishna says, Tani aham veda sarvan. But he remembers or he knows everything as it is. Therefore he does not change. What is the difficulty to understand between Krishna's body and my body? Here it is said that, my dear Arjuna, you are my personal associate. You and me, both of us, we have changed many times body or transmigrated. But Krishna is Paramatma. Atma and Paramatma, they live together. So in the Atma changes body, Paramatma also changes body. But he remains in his own body. He goes with the Atma, but he does not change his body. But the change of body is of the Jivatma, Vashansi Vindanya Thabya. Therefore he remembers. This is the simple logic. Krishna says, Prani aham veda sarvani. I remember, because his question was that aparam bhavato janma, param janma dhurasyata, Vivasyam, the sun god was born long, long ago, millions of years ago, and you are born just recently. How I can understand that you taught this philosophy? Son, no. The answer is that, yes, now you see that I am contemporary to you, my birth. That was the next verse you will see. Janma karma mit dibba. But now my birth and your birth is not the same. Just like the sunrise, this is also morning, it is the birth of the sun. And another child is also born in the same morning. But the birth of the sun and the birth of the child is not the same. We can understand. The sun was already there in the sky. But when the planet turns, we come in front of the sun. Otherwise the sun has not taken birth. It is not that because the sun rises from the eastern side, it does not mean that the eastern side is the mother of the sun. It appears like that. Similarly, Krishna, although appears as the son of Devaki, he is not a child of ordinary mother or his ordinary child. Janma karma vidhipa. In this secret one can understand that Krishna's birth and my birth is not the same. Krishna's activities and my activities are not the same. Krishna's position and my position is not the same. Krishna says that, Janma karma vidhipa. Yajanati Tattak, not by the fools, that I know Krishna. He is born in Mathura, his father made him. Not that. Beyond that. Beyond that knowledge. Dibba. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He has no birth, no death. He appears and disappears in a different way, in a transcendental way. Dibba. In this way, if we can understand Krishna, then we become liberated. Taptadeham punandhanmanayitma. So here, Bhagavan, first of all, he is Bhagavan, Supreme Personality of God. That's there, never say, Krishna wants. Because he knows Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God, Bhagavan. Therefore, when Krishna says, he says, Bhagavan wants. But when Arjuna says, he says, Arjuna wants. He doesn't say Bhagavan. So Bhagavan is Krishna. So Bhagavan was. So Bhagavan, why? What is the meaning of all this Krishna consciousness moment? Because we accept Krishna as the supreme authority. As the other day, the Russian representative at Delhi, I was speaking to him, that you accept a leader, that Lenin, and we accept Krishna as the leader. Now, where is the difference of our philosophy? We have to accept one leader. Whatever political creed we follow, you have to accept one leader. That is, without accepting a leader, you cannot propagate your political philosophy. So, in philosophy, there is no different. Either you be communist or this pacifist or Congressite or so many other political parties. One has to accept every action, one has to.